Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From down in Columbia this afternoon is Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant, who also is one of the GOP candidates for the governorship in the upcoming primaries in June. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, great to have you here. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bobby. Thank you for having us on. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing not bad for Monday. You know, I'm hanging in there. What's on the agenda in the Senate right now? Can you bring us up to speed on where we stand here on some of the big issues?
Sure, I'd love to, Bobby. The Senate is taking up the budget this week, and if you remember, this time last year, as president of the Senate, I made the announcement. After I ratified last year's budget, that this year, if this year's budget contains any funds that go to Planned Parenthood, I would not ratify it.
Right.
The House funded Planned Parenthood. The Senate is taking up the budget. Hopefully, the Senate will defund Planned Parenthood. We gave them a year's notice. We told them exactly how to do it. We've crafted amendments to draft, to change, to alter, however they wish, to any legislator that wants the information we've gathered. And hopefully, after this week or next, we'll have a budget that defunds Planned Parenthood. That's what we're hoping to do.
How confident are you, Kevin, that actually is going to be done? Because we know the Senate can be a recalcitrant group to say they've been known to drag their heels on some of these issues. Do you have a level of confidence that this will actually get done?
Well, Bobby, we have a $28.5 billion budget to fully defund Planned Parenthood. According to our calculations, you'd have to reject $15 million of federal funds to fund family planning services. These are valuable services, cancer screenings, things like that we want to provide to our Medicaid population.
Right.
We just don't want them going to organizations like Planned Parenthood who chop up baby parts and sell them on the internet.
Exactly.
We want them to go elsewhere.
Right.
And to fully do that, you'd have to replace those federal funds that you're rejecting with state funds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a $28.5 billion budget. We have $300 million new funds this year. Now, Bobby, you've seen this legislature spend $15 million like it's candy.
Yes.
So $15 million is a lot of money. I get that. But when you compare it to a $28.5 billion budget, it should seem simple to find $15 million to fully defund Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I would agree. That's like a teaspoon of water out of the Charleston Harbor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what we're asking for. And if there's funding for Planned Parenthood, then the budget's not going to be ratified by me. I've made it clear last year, and it's a little bit complicated to move around the money, but we've given the legislature a year's notice and told them how to do it.
Right.
So I think we have a good shot at it. I hope we do. But we'll just have to see how the budget debate goes.
Let's assume the worst case scenario here for a moment. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant, who's down in Columbia this afternoon. Let's assume the worst case scenario for a moment. Let's say that they don't follow through with your recommendation and your laid out suggestion on how they can replace that $15 million in federal funds with state money in the $28.5 billion budget, then you refuse to advance the budget. What happens then?
Well, you have a budget. And Bobby, as president of the Senate, I have ratified every budget across my desk.
Mm-hmm.
I've ratified bills that I would not have voted for. I ratified the gas tax. But
right.
this is different. If I don't ratify it, it could wind up in court. Hopefully, the legislature would go back and undo this. it just take a simple, simple vote. If I don't ratify it, it can be ratified by the president pro tem.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, we can do it. That's the ultimate goal, is that to defund Planned Parenthood. That's what we're asking for to do. And I would ask your listeners to contact their members of the Senate and insist that we defund Planned Parenthood. Now, there's one more step. If the Senate doesn't do it,
okay,
the bill goes back to the House one mm-hmm. more time, and there are several House members that have asked for this information, and the amendment could be offered over on the House side before it goes to conference committee. Then after conference committee, that's when it gets ratified.
Yeah, gotcha. This is, Kevin, better than I. This has been a legacy issue. We've been talking about defunding Planned Parenthood for a number of years, and each year it seems in the legislature it advances just so far and then no farther. Could this be the year when something actually happens on this?
I sure hope so, Bobby. I sure hope so. We could drive these abortion clinics out of business,
mm-hmm.
or the abortion clinics could decide they're not going to do abortions, and then they would be able to provide these services.
Right.
That would be an option. So we're not driving them out of business. If they want to quit doing abortions, they can continue to do business with the state and provide these other services.
Right. And they do. We keep hearing Planned Parenthood talking about all the women's services they provide. But in point of fact, the majority of what Planned Parenthood does is abortions. And as you mentioned, as we saw in the Project Veritas videos, take the aborted baby's body parts and sell them. Could there possibly be anything worse?
I can't think of anything. It's just, I don't know how to, words can't describe how awful an organization it is. Planned Parenthood is an evil organization. They have no regard for life. And to ask the taxpayers of this state to send a nickel to Planned Parenthood, I don't care if it's for a Tylenol, they don't need to receive any funding whatsoever for any service with taxpayer dollars.
And it's not as if Planned Parenthood is going to go broke without this $15 million bucks, because they receive buku amounts of federal support dollars in any event.
Sure they do. Sure they do. But the services they provide, that's where the profit is.
Right.
So
yep.
They're either going to have to increase what they charge for abortions, or hopefully they choose not to do abortions in South Carolina, and then they can continue to provide these services.
Well, we certainly hope that this will be the year when Planned Parenthood gets defunded, because you're right, I certainly resent and hate the fact that my tax dollars are going to support this organization. One quick question, Kevin,
sure.
If I may, on the gubernatorial campaign, how do you feel it's going on that front?
Well, our message of reform is playing very well all over the state. We've been into every corner of this state multiple times, possibly more so than all the other candidates combined. And it's really exciting, and it's been a wonderful opportunity to meet conservatives all over the state. I tell you, conservatism is alive and well all over South Carolina until you get to this block in Columbia.
Right.
In the Columbia bubble, that's where the trough dwellers and the tax collectors seem to lose touch with the taxpayer. But when you talk to the average taxpayer, when you talk about things like making the DOT a cabinet agency, when you talk about defunding Planned Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
these are things the taxpayer wants us to do.
Yeah, those are definitely
insisting on doing it.
Yeah, those are issues that resonate without a doubt. Well, Kevin, we look forward to seeing you coming up next month when we have our gubernatorial debate. That'll be a big event. And in the meantime, best of luck to you, and Godspeed on your efforts to try and get Planned Parenthood defunded. We wish you the best in that.
Well, Bobby, I appreciate you taking the time to take my call. I appreciate your listeners getting engaged in the political process. And we'll keep you posted. We'll keep you updated as the budget debate goes forward.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bobby.
You bet.
Good
to talk to you, too. Kevin Bryant, the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.